Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying a Christian walk, understanding doubt in a believer's life. In this session, we'll be looking at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. I'm maturing. Let's read that passage, Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 11. Of referring to Jesus, we have much to say, and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the principles of the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Doubt. How do you respond to it when it comes to you will either develop or diminish your faith. First, doubt which diminishes faith insists that faith be sight. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. It also insists that faith be second. James chapter 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Avoid a preoccupation with doubts. Doubt which diminishes faith insists that faith be shallow. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. We're called to walk rooted, built up, and established. Faith must avoid stalling techniques of doubt to avoid obedience to the Lord. So, first, doubt which diminishes faith insists that faith be sight. And then second, doubt which develops faith, helps individualize faith. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And so they said, some said John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Jesus doesn't want his followers to simply mimic the opinions of others, but rather to own a personal, authentic recognition of God. It also helps integrate faith. James chapter 2, verse 22. Do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect? The application of faith by working through doubt makes faith alive. Doubt which develops faith helps internalize faith. Jeremiah 31, verse 33. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Can God really forgive me of that sin? If God is all-loving and all-powerful, why am I suffering? Listen, when we wrestle through doubts, we transform cliche type of answers into personal anchors of faith. When doubt comes, we need to challenge and wrestle with it to build faith, to trust the Lord more. You have a great day.